This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic presidential ticket is now officially set. California Senator Kamala Harris formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination during night three of the Democratic National Convention. She blasted President Trump, arguing that his, in her words, failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Also among the many speakers last night was Hillary Clinton.
Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Joe Biden will be speaking tonight on the final night of the convention, formally accepting the nomination. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized after a suspected poisoning. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Portland, Oregon fire investigators say there's extensive damage to the city's Shabbat Jewish Center, and it was the second fire at that building in the past 5 days. They say the arson team is investigating. No longer being measured by the dozens, but California is battling wildfires that number in the hundreds. Here's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Currently, we are battling some 367 known fires that are burning statewide.
On the upside, Newsom says the very large apple fire in Southern California is no longer so large, almost 100% contained. A miner that appeared on Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, David Turin's Lost Mine, has passed away. Jesse Goines found unresponsive on the set in Colorado on Tuesday night. He was 60 years of age. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are down slightly, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
One of the most common ingredients when folks cook across America, an onion recall, is still making news. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced that food delivery service HelloFresh has recalled onions in its meal kits due to a potential salmonella contamination. HelloFresh said it was informed by one of its ingredient suppliers that it's conducting a voluntary recall of onions due to the potential presence of salmonella and encouraged customers to discard all onions received through July 31st. In its recall notice, HelloFresh noted that cooking the onions thoroughly at 165 degrees will kill the salmonella bacteria. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that there have been 869 cases of salmonella related to the recalled onions and that 116 people have been hospitalized. Last week, Spokane Produce recalled various salsa products made from onions related to the outbreak. The CDC advises if you have any onions in question, you should throw them away.
And the NFL says cheerleaders and mascots for teams will not be allowed on fields during this 2020 season. Teams are allowed to set their own policies concerning fan attendance during the pandemic, but not the same when it comes to the cheerleaders, mascots, and reporters. supporters. They will not be permitted on the field during any games. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Live. And we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Three nights of bashing President Trump, what America has been enduring from a party that says they want to unite. They're telling 63 million voters that they made a stupid decision. I mean, next to being called deplorable, I don't know what else the personnel and those with the Democratic National Committee and the party would want to do to disunite, but yet on the other side of their mouth they're talking about uniting, and that their standard bearer will be the one to unite on the heels of all this bashing of the American people and who they voted for and Donald Trump. I don't know how that makes sense. Does it make sense to you? Well, the former lieutenant governor of Florida, former executive director of Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, and Navy vet herself, Jennifer Carroll, joins us now. Jennifer, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's just, you know, we're in the election season and getting bombarded. You know, you and I watch this stuff because we have to talk about it with our audience. But it's disheartening because I think that the Democrats are going to come away after these four nights and say, we really blew it. We've missed an opportunity to engage and communicate with the people, but we seem to be more interested in our base than talk about how we're going to unify when we're abandoning, you know, 50% of the country. Am I not seeing this right? Or is that a fair assessment?
I think it's a very fair assessment. And keep in mind, 4 years ago, the Democrats rejected Joe Biden when he was running for president. They told him he was not ready, he was not the right person, he did not get their support. So why all of a sudden, almost four years later, they put him back up as a candidate of choice? And as you're seeing, I don't know if you heard, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is fuming now because she only received a short period of time, and the progressives are thinking that the Democrats are showcasing the Republicans more to show that Joe Biden will cross the aisle. Well, he spent 36 years in the Senate and another eight as vice president, and he didn't reach across anywhere to get any sort of solution crafted for the betterment of Delaware, his home state, or the country as a whole. But during this national convention, as you mentioned, we heard everything about bashing the president. The information presented was not on why voters should vote for Vice President Biden, but why voters should hate President Trump. Yes. And that's not a reason enough for people to have emotional fear and this tactic that they have to fear people into voting against President Trump. Because voters should really ask themselves the question, what is the Democrats hiding? Why don't they want to speak from their hearts as to conveying what the Democrats' positions are that's different than Donald Trump's positions that will bring about a better economy, a safer community? When you look at Joe Biden's accomplishments or lack thereof, even serving as vice president, when he had an opportunity, where the sausage is made is really in the Congress. So 36 years in the Congress, what did he accomplish? What did he accomplish for minorities? Particularly now he's touting he wants to help blacks and other minorities. What did he do then? What did he even do in his own state, home state of Delaware, where poverty rate went up? It was one of two states where poverty rate went up in 2018. What did he do in his own state for women of color, minority women, business ownership? What did he do in his own state with regards to education opportunities and safety and security? Now, one of these Democrat speakers spoke about Antifa and the Black Lives Matter rioters that are hurting small businesses in communities where it's desperate for minorities to have jobs in their community and place economic empowerment in their hands. Mm-hmm. All the money that's going to Antifa and the Black Lives Matter movement is going into the pockets of people that are just destroying and tearing down things rather than building up. And none of these Democrat leaders from Obama on down have denounced these groups for hindering opportunities for people to make a living.
That's glaringly missing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, sadly. Lieutenant Governor, you know, what you point out, and I hope people are really understanding how this translates, because the psychological damage that's being perpetrated on them by the Democratic Party is sad and it's pathetic. But they have to draw this out with some critical thinking and understanding of what this kind of, as Zig Ziglar would call, stinking thinking, what it generates. It generates a mindset of destruction, not elevation. People are not enlarged as a result of hate. They are lowered and they become less than. And surprisingly enough, when you have a former first lady who always talked about, you know, when they go low, we go high, well, she just went just the opposite, and her husband along with her, sadly. And you would think, for people who have been in the White House and have firsthand experienced what it's like to be under that pressure and all the disparate parts and doing the best you can, you would think that there would be some sense of empathy and consideration just for the office. And I saw nothing of that. And I got to tell you, I was grieved by what they shared. I wasn't enlarged. It really hurt my heart.
Well, what's missing is statesmanship. What's missing is true empathy and compassion for public service. When Michelle Obama sat there and shared with the American public and the Democrat voting population untruths about Donald Trump, saying that he's put kids in cages and separated them from their mothers, pulled them out of the arms of the mothers of illegal immigrants.
He's thrown them in cages, is what she said. She said thrown them in cages.
Thrown them in cages. And these cages was established by her husband, and it was what was taken away by Donald Trump. And she even mentions that Donald Trump has approved for these law enforcement officers to throw tear gas and at these peaceful protesters. Well, these Antifa and Black Lives Matter rioters have infiltrated these peaceful protests. So you cannot say that Donald Trump is doing these things where you know emphatically that it's not. Look at what Donald Trump has done. He's increased unemployment numbers for black before the COVID. The numbers for unemployment for blacks and other minorities was through the roof. Black and home ownership, business opportunities for minority women, the stock market went up. Even during this time of the pandemic, our stock market has risen more percentage points than it was under Obama's full 8 years when he had no pandemic going on.
Exactly.
In NAFTA, we now have our cost structure with NAFTA where the U.S. isn't paying out more than the others. He streamlined that. China, we would have not known that that we had so much vested in China that even our pharmaceuticals was reliant on China's raw material for our health and well-being. And Donald Trump pulled the curtain back from all of the corruption that was happening in government for the American public to see what their government officials have been doing with abusing their taxpayer dollars and abusing their power and position. And the voters should really look at these things to say, I don't want to go back to that America. I want to go to America where we have elected officials that's respecting us, the voters, that's doing us a service by increasing the economy, making us safe again, protecting our borders, and having a better America to move forward for our children and grandchildren. Not those that seek to remove taxes that have helped under Obama, under President Trump. He's removed
exactly.
taxes, removed burdensome regulations that have opened up our stock market.
Got to go to
so
quick break. More from Jennifer Carroll after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
I hope you caught that. We, you know, that's like we as in we the people. We have a country to save, and it is a time that all hands must be on deck, as you can see right now with what's happening in this showcase of the Democratic National Convention that's going on. You know, what do you think? I mean, is your thought as you watch that, do you feel like they're constructing a better America, that their plans, their encouragement, their even their rhetoric, is it uplifting? Jennifer Carroll is with us, the former Lieutenant Governor of Florida, former Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, and a Navy veteran. Jennifer, what has been your takeaway of this virtual convention?
Well, the virtual convention in itself is not bad, because you have a candidate that fears going out and meeting anybody, and you have the opposite side of Donald Trump going everywhere and meeting everybody. Mm-hmm. So the virtual convention should be an eye-opener for the Democrat voters and others that are considering leaning voting Democrat to say, if he does continue this pathway and the pandemic continues, will he stay in a bunker? Will he not come out and govern? Will he not go to the White House or have visitors come to him to discuss foreign affairs and other domestic affairs? We can't have a leader that's coming across as a frightened little squirrel that cannot come out and handle the challenges of the day. So that's number one. Number two, that the speakers that have come forth for the past 3 days have not given any message of uplifting Americans, of giving them an assurance that they have a plan to get out of the COVID-19 and a plan to recover the economic situation, or plan to get our teachers back to school. Everything is about demonizing President Trump. Mm-hmm. And if that's their plan, then they don't belong in leadership. So the other thing that the Democrats are trying to do is to influence people that may not be registered to vote or have moved, is this universal mail-out ballots.
Exactly.
And folks have to be very careful about that, because we should expect one legal vote by one legal person. And we have had mail-in ballots called absentee ballots. In some places they call it vote by mail. And that currently exists with our supervisors of elections. So folks should not confuse the two of an absentee ballot or a vote-by-mail ballot with this universal mail-out ballot. Mm-hmm. And this is going to cost taxpayers a lot of money, because the supervisors of elections budget annually for how many people have requested an absentee ballot in the past, mm-hmm. and how many people have requested for future ballots that for elections coming up. So their budget is based on that. Their hiring is based on that. Now this universal mail-out ballot is like sending junk mail to every household, every apartment, any address where anybody have ever registered to mail. And those people haven't been verified of late to know if they're incarcerated, if they're dead, if they moved out of the country, if they moved to another state. There's no verification there whatsoever. And anybody receiving that mail-out ballot can return its signature, send it in, and now it goes to the supervisor of elections. When they receive it, have to verify and validate this information, which will take a longer period of time, because now they have to hire new people to handle the mass flow of these ballots coming in, and they have to go through verification for each one of them. So we, after an election date and time has set, we cannot expect any immediate results, because mm-hmm. these things have to be verified, and we should want them verified. And it's sad that the Democrats tried to get all of these illegals to come across our borders on these trains and cross our border walls and have them infiltrate into our society and register them to vote. That failed because President Trump was adamant about putting up the border wall and protecting us from illegals just adamantly crossing without mm-hmm. going through a proper process. Mm-hmm. So now they have to fabricate another set of voters. And this is really sad that they would rather diminish and dilute the integrity of our voting process mm-hmm. rather than explaining to voters why voters should vote for them and be encouraged to vote for their policies.
Well, exactly. Lieutenant Governor, I can tell you, I'm in California right now, born and raised here, and I'm based out of Florida, but I'm here in California visiting my sons, and I can tell you what a disaster California has become just in ballot harvesting. Here is a state and a governor that says every vote should count, it should be so precious and honored and all this sort of thing, and they ballot harvested in the midterms, converted something like 6 or 7 red districts overnight. I mean, statisticians will tell you on the face that is near impossible to have that kind of overturn within one voting cycle. And they were able to do that because of ballot harvesting. And what they did, the governor said, if as long as you had a California driver's license, you got a ballot. It didn't matter if you were legal or illegal, because the governor also before then said, hey, all illegals get a California driver's license. So now they get a California driver's license, they get a ballot. And what do they think? They don't know the nuance. They don't understand. But then they got somebody knocking at their door saying, hey, did you get a ballot to vote? Well, but I'm not legal. I'm not so sure. You know, and they said, well, a government entity sent you the ballot, right? Well, yeah, the DMV sent me this ballot. Well, yeah, here, just give me your ballot. Here, sign it. And then next thing you know, they're turning over thousands of ballots a week after the vote, you know, the polls were closed. They turn it over, and there was something like 35,000 votes that turned upside down these seven, you know, staunch Republican strongholds in Orange County, California.
And the sad part about it is just for a small group of people to maintain power and control the rest of the masses, which is really sad, because a public office is for the public servant. The public servant is supposed to serve the people, not the people being the minions of these elected officials that want to get into power for a position of power, strength, and opportunity to control things and make money in the process. And they enrich themselves on a taxpayer's dime, and the taxpayer suffers in the consequence for bad governance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you think not. Look what's happened ever since they opened the vault because of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are scrambling to the vaults with their carpet bags, throwing money in there left and right for all their personal interests. And the reason everything's hung up right now is the Democrats want to throw in, oh, hey, let's just throw in another $1 trillion just for fun projects that have nothing to do with COVID-19. I mean, this is so obvious what they're doing to the American people. And thank God for Donald Trump and, you know, some of those Republicans who still have a spine to stand up against this takeover of our government.
And we have to be cautious of those that are coming out against Donald Trump. They have enriched themselves, and they're making deals behind closed doors for the betterment of themselves. They're not looking at the betterment of the country. And not one of those speakers at the DNC spoke about the betterment of America and Americans.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about bashing Donald Trump. If you're not for America and you're not for American people, then you're not for this country, and you should not be elected to office.
You said something earlier, and again, I hope people really grasp this, because one of the things that we want about this show, Jennifer, is that people, when they listen, and they listen to our guests, that they're better off as a result of the exchange of information. And what you shared with us was so important, and it might have been too subtle, and I want to reinforce it, and that is the fact that we need to be careful that with this rhetoric that we're not brought down, that hate and anger will reduce you to your lowest common denominator. The Republicans should have learned this lesson, because they did it under two cycles with Barack Obama. The Republican Party was not enlarged when they became so hateful towards Barack Obama. It reduced them, and it took Donald Trump to bring them out of that malaise. Otherwise, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Exactly. Well, hopefully your listeners will be further empowered to make the right decisions come Election Day on November 3rd.
Well, Jennifer, again, I cannot thank you enough, you know, for your service as a Navy vet. You have, I mean, it has been your heart, your family has been so committed to serving our country, and you've just done an outstanding job, and I cannot thank you enough for your service. You've just been an outstanding example to all of us what it means to serve and to be a servant. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you for all that you do as well in your service as well.
Jennifer Carroll, the former Lieutenant Governor of Florida, former Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, and a Navy veteran. Jennifer Carroll, thank you for being with us. God bless.
God bless.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic presidential ticket is now officially set. California Senator Kamala Harris formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination during night 3 of the Democratic National Convention. She blasted President Trump, arguing that his, in her words, failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Also among the many speakers last night was Hillary Clinton.
Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Joe Biden will be speaking tonight on the final night of the convention, formally accepting the nomination. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized after a suspected poisoning. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Coming back at you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Appreciate the former Lieutenant Governor coming on the show. Again, my big takeaway, you know, from our conversation is that we got to be careful that we don't get dragged down by the rhetoric. It is the political season, and we got to be careful not to latch on to the stinking thinking, you know, as Zig Ziglar would refer to it, that we have to think in terms of our higher calling and what, you know, what this country stands for, the virtue, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness for all. This is what this is all about. And yes, politics, as we have known, is downstream of the culture. Politics right now stinks. And if you think not, a couple of nights of the DNC virtual convention, you know, it gets rather odoriferous. And I'm not saying that just because, you know, it's the Democrats, because it's on both sides. I mean, the smell is emanating from both sides because it comes from our culture. And we are participants in the culture. And so we need to think about, you know, what are we pouring in to the political bloodstream here? Is it for good? Is it for evil? Is it something that is pure and right and noble? Look, that's up to each one of us, because this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. Stephen Williford joins us now, and I've been looking forward to this opportunity to speak with Stephen. You may have heard his name. He's a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. He intervened in a deadly mass shooting incident at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. And it's hard, Stephen, as I bring you on, to think that, you know, this was almost 3 years ago.
It is. It has almost been 3 years.
Wow.
A lot has changed in our country, and everything is, you know, nothing certain anymore.
Well, there's certain things that are certain, and they're noted in our founding documents. We're also noted, I mean, you being a man of faith, you know, we're told in the Bible that right now in this realm, good and evil are here. And it's a challenge and an opportunity at the same time for people of faith to be discerning and know the difference between good and evil.
It absolutely is. And the Bible says in the end times that what is good will be called evil and what is evil will be called good. Mm-hmm. And right now, you know, we're living in a country where it's okay to abort children. And
yes,
that's just about as evil as it gets.
Yeah, we have become a culture of death, have we not?
Yes, we have. And now on top of it, some states it's legal for assisted suicide. So on both ends of the spectrum, when before you're born and when you're at the end of your life, there's no respect for life anymore. And I believe that's why we see mass shootings and stuff. No one has respect for life. We as a country need to humble ourselves. God said that if we humble ourselves and his people would turn back to him, he'd restore their broken land.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to come together and humble ourselves and recognize God and start getting back to valuing what God values.
Exactly. Well, in that Second Chronicles 7, in humbling ourselves, there's a turning away that must take place. And you can't turn away unless you know what it is you're turning away from. And right now, the culture is such that it's pretty loosey-goosey about, you know, what is truth, you know, what is good, what is evil. As you stated earlier, we seem to accept these things. But until we reconcile that, until we want to humble ourselves and reconcile that to God Almighty, there is a growing a number of citizens in this country that, you know, are very casual in their belief and understanding of God. But God is serious. And right now, like it or not, at least in my estimation, I believe that there is a spiritual shaking that's taking place in the form of COVID-19. The chaos that's happening in the streets, the riotous actions that are happening in the streets of America, increased suicide even amongst our kids. I think something like 167 suicides per day, Stephen, happening. I mean, if this is not a heartbreak for the families, but until it gets to that point to where enough is enough and the people are willing to look up and cry out to God, you know, I'm sad to say that this shaking will continue, if not ultimate judgment, as it did in another nation that was under God.
Yeah, the Israelites were given over to their enemies when they turned away from God.
Mm-hmm.
And
here we are right.
Not,
yeah, and here we are right now.
Get to that.
Yeah, well, here we are right now. We have enemies that reside. It's no longer existential. I mean, you know, we have experts like Trevor Loudon, who's been reporting for over a decade that we've had democratic socialists involved in our government. I mean, these are people who believe, I mean, they are antithetical to our U.S. Constitution. You know, all the amendments, Bill of Rights, they don't want that. They're looking toward, which we know, as you mentioned earlier from the Bible, we're told also that there will be a concerted force for a one-world government. And you hear about globalism, and more you start seeing, okay, these are the signs, and we're heading down that yellow brick road to a one-world government. And, you know, people are skipping along thinking it's going to be okay, and I just can't help but believe what comes to mind is that picture in Germany when the government, you know, the Germans wanted to eradicate and just bulldoze all the concentration camps, and the government said, no, we're not going to bulldoze them. We need to understand what happened. we need to understand what 90% of Germany acquiesced to and allowed 10% of our constituency, the Nazis, to wreak havoc and evil within our country. We need to embrace the lesson, as painful as it would be. And Stephen, I don't know if you saw any footage, but I had seen some footage of people, experienced Germans, you know, going into these camps. And it was like a Sunday walk in the park as they were heading into these concentration camps. And when they came out, you understand that what they saw and what they felt was so profound, because the look on their face, their heads were dejected. I mean, it was you could see that something life-changing had occurred within the walls of those concentration camps that they experienced firsthand themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can't let this happen to us. I believe that we were a nation that God blessed and God built. Mm-hmm. And now we need to take charge of that nation and bring it back to God. We have things going on now that just shouldn't be. You know, our Second Amendment is being attacked, and they're doing it through suing Remington.
Yes.
For somebody misusing one of their rifles. And if that's the precedent that we want to set, then how about
car manufacturers?
My parents yeah. were killed by a Ford Ranger.
Yes.
They were run over, killed by a drunk driver, and he was driving a Ford Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
So should I be able to sue Ford Motor Company? There won't be a company in this country left.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's a precedent you want to set.
Well, you imagine, Stephen, for you on that fateful day back in November 2017, if you did not have the right to carry and exercise your Second Amendment right, what that perpetrator would have been able to do in the confines of that church?
He probably would have finished everybody off in the church, and he would have finished me off as well. You know, I have something for your listeners to start thinking about. And that is, bad guys are going to get guns no matter what. And you don't have to look any farther than France and know that they came in with full automatic AK-47s, which are definitely illegal in France. Right across the border, I spoke with Sheriff Lauterbach. He is he's a presidential advisor for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke with him. He said the drug cartels right across the border have a $500 billion budget. And they're buying guns. And if the guns dried up, if you could drive...
I'll tell you what, we're going to pick it up when we come back. We got more from Stephen after this.
It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, don't you love our Constitution? You know, every time I read it, I just fall in love with it once again. And it's like returning to your first love. And it's also a deep appreciation for our founding fathers who were guided by the hand of God Almighty Himself to construct something like the U.S. Constitution, that honored God. It honored God's creation on many levels. And this is what I find every time I read it. It just takes you back to think, wow, what kind of courage that it took Stephen Williford for, you know, the founding fathers and those that debated, you know, every jot and tittle of the U.S. Constitution. And what I remind people often is that it's not like, you know, they had 100% agreement, but this was the start of the great American experiment and this American dream, was it not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, I want you to finish your story before we went to break. We're talking very quickly by intro here. Stephen Williford, spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation, who intervened in a deadly mass shooting incident, could have been a deadly mass shooting incident at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, once again reminding you what a good guy with a gun can mean when you are confronted with a bad guy with a gun. In terms of how it saves lives, and considering that the Biden-Harris ticket, they want to render us, you know, without our Second Amendment to take our guns. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. Stephen, go ahead and finish, if you can finish your story before we went to break.
So I met with Sheriff Lauterbach. He is a presidential advisor for Donald Trump for everything border security. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Lauterbach had said that the drug cartels on the other side of the border have a $500 billion, with a B, budget. And every time they make a bust down there, they make a bust with, and they have full automatic M16s, not AR-15s, but full automatic M16s. They have rocket-propelled grenade launchers and all kinds of things that we don't have over here on this side of the border. But he said, if, let's just look at it, reality. He said, if we could stop all the black market getting them guns, then think about this. They could take $1 billion of the $500 billion. They could take $1 billion of it and build the finest gun manufacturing plant this world has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they would start cranking out guns for themselves. The bad guys would still have guns. You would just be taking them from the good guys.
Exactly.
He said the difference between this side of the border and that side of the border, where the drug cartels even rule the Mexican government, the only difference is civilians have guns, and they know we outnumber them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they're cowards. I mean, you know, people with a gun that are set on evil, they're absolute cowards, and they will go after the most vulnerable and the low hanging fruit that they can pick on. That's what they do. And
they come into our schools and places where they know that there won't be any resistance.
Yes,
and they murder people that are innocent that are hiding under church pews and desks and whatever, you know. And the first time they get shot back at, they run.
Yes.
And in the end, they usually take their own life.
Yes, this is the reality in many cases of what's going on. But this is what happens when people cower. And we've seen this throughout the history of man, that what is required for a time such as this, there are people of courage, people who have true conviction, people that believe in the U.S. Constitution, that are willing to fight for it. As Ronald Reagan said, it's nothing that just passes into the bloodstream. It's something that each generation must apprehend, really, truly believe in. This is, to me, what is so stark in looking at the DNC's convention this week, Stephen, is that a lot of the rhetoric rings hollow. It's filled with hatred. There's no sense of true belief. Actually, the only people that I got any sense of belief and intestinal motivation for their policies were people whose policies I don't believe in, but I give them credit for, you know, at least being able to articulate and have some passion for it, and that was Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez. The rest of the Democratic Party and the spokespeople, what they had to share was so filled with vitriol, and that's what I see as so dangerous for the greater good of all humanity. This is what hatred does. It destroys our intelligence. It renders us stupid, as Jordan Peterson would say. And this is what we have to be mindful of. The Republicans found out when they went up against Barack Obama, they were so angry with his policies, but they could not articulate a vision and to get give people an idea of what they had to offer, other than that they hated Obama. And look how well that worked for them.
Yeah.
We should learn from them.
And, you know, make no mistake, Joe Biden has said that he's coming after the gun manufacturers.
Yes.
He's also said that he's going to make Bobby O'Rourke
yes,
his gun czar. And Bobby O'Rourke had said, hell yes, I'm coming after your AK-47, your AR-15. And Kamala Harris said if she were to be president, that she would take away all of our semi-automatic guns through executive order.
Yeah, she said the first 100 days she's going to give Congress, she's giving Congress an ultimatum to do something about it. If not, then she will sign an executive order to take away all our guns.
She doesn't have the constitutional right to do that, but she, you can best bet that she's going to try it.
Yes.
She's going to do what she can. Even if she had Congress behind her, it is unconstitutional to infringe on our gun rights. That is one of the amendments to the second the Second Amendment to our Constitution. It is not negotiable.
Right.
And it doesn't even matter if you have Congress behind you. That's one of the ones that is non-negotiable.
Yeah. And we would be thrown into a civil war of unrealized dimension, you know, if that was to happen. You know, when you have more guns than people right now in the homes of America, there's not enough firepower. Even though our, you know, we know what police, you know, the police, local police have been militarized. We've got a lot of late night, you know, knock and arrest actions taking place, you know, across the country. Something I think John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute has reported, something like 80,000, I believe, that have taken place. I mean, that's, you know, that's insanity when we have that kind of activity going on in America today. But well, it really opens up the possibility of people getting hurt, which they are, including our animals.
And getting shot. And they're trying to defund our police, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, you in California, me in Texas, we live in a very different country.
Yes, we do.
Because when I spoke with Sheriff Lauterbach, there were 9 other sheriffs from different counties in Texas. And every one of them sat there that day and swore they'd never come to get our guns.
Yes.
That's the sheriffs of Texas. They understand that we stand on their side.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not the ones that are wanting to defund them.
Right.
And, you know, cut their ability down to make arrests and stuff.
Right. And look at the people that are being most affected, Stephen, the very people that supposedly, you know, these elites think that they're serving. And, you know, they talk about gun control and everything. But, you know, the poor people in these areas that rely on police to protect them, they're the ones yelling and screaming. I'm in California right now, but I'm based out of Florida. And so Florida, you know, we're a concealed carry state. And, you know, and the people are serious about their guns. They're also serious about being responsible gun holders.
I'm going to tell you that we as American people need to not demand a concealed carry permit. We need to start demanding constitutional carry.
Yes, exactly.
We should not have to have a permit to exercise a constitutional right.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be a popular thing for some people to hear me say that, but why should a mother that has been abused and beaten to have to decide whether she wants to pay for her constitutional right to defend her children or to defend her children? Why should she have to go to a class to get a permit to get something that is constitutionally already guaranteed her?
Yes.
You know, why should anybody, you know, they say, well, you have to go get a driver's license. A driver's driving is not a constitutional right.
Hmm. No, there was something specific about the Second Amendment right, no doubt. And, of course, we know that stories abound, Stephen, where you've had women who are abused, threatened, and they've had to go through the process and of application. And in that process, meanwhile, the angry spouse or boyfriend has come back to murder and victimize the woman. And, you know, and there they are waiting for their gun permit to go through. I mean, to me, that's unconscionable, you know, to your point. And I agree with you to that end that it is a constitutional right. And I think we have like 13, 14 states that do exercise constitutional carry, right?
Absolutely, and I'm pushing real hard for Texas to be another one.
Well, we got to keep up the good fight here. We're just about out of time. Stephen Williford has been our guest, spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. Where can they go to find more information about the Second Amendment Foundation, Stephen?
Go to saf.org.
Sam Adams Frank, okay?
Yeah, Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With more people...